Paul Lowe made history last month when he was appointed a Superior Court judge in California. That made Lowe the first Hmong American judge ever in U.S. history. Lowe arrived in California as a child in the 1970s. He and his family were refugees from Laos, forced to flee their country by communist forces during the Vietnam War. The new judge agreed to tell us his story as part of our First Day series, where immigrants share their memories of first arriving in this country.
I was 11 years old. In the plane, I was very afraid, you know, where does this go? I'm not sure how this works. For a long time, we had lived in the mountains of the jungles and the villages of Laos and had never set foot in the cities. My parents, for a long time, live on welfare, and they also farm. You work all day Friday night if you're going to sell on a Saturday, and you get 3 hours sleep. You wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning because you got to be in San Francisco by 5. And on the weekends, I always do gripe about, you know, why? How come my friends are at the malls on the weekends and I'm not? Instead, I'm either at the farm or at the, you know, farmer's market. And they say, well, you know, we're not them. We might be in America, but we're not them. I remember even first arriving and going to school, even though I was a young child, 11, 12 years old, could hardly speak English, but I remembered some of these derogatory racial terms. And they would, you know, tell us, you know, why you're here, go home, wherever you came from, go home. My junior high teacher told me that to this day, I still remember. She said, you can react one or two ways. You can fight back physically, or you can restrain yourself. But think about it, which takes more strength? Does it take more strength to restrain yourself, or does it take more strength to fight back? And she was right. It takes more physical courage and strength to restrain yourself. For a long time, I didn't want to acknowledge that I was from Laos. I did not want to acknowledge that I was Hmong. People would ask me who I was, and I would say I was Chinese, because I felt that, you know, the Hmong community came here and didn't know anything, didn't have anything. We were the poorest community. I think my dad, well, one time actually was hurt because I had a performance at school. All the other parents came. I didn't want my parents to come. I asked my father to drop me off to school and told him to go home. And he didn't mention anything, but later on I found out that he mentioned to somebody else that I was ashamed of him. We never talked about that, but I think that that's probably long forgotten as far as he's concerned. It took me a long time, I think, to accept the fact that I have a different culture, I have a different language, and that's a good thing. You know, I've never turned back, and you know, I'm very proud to be an American. I'm very proud to be a Hmong American.
California Judge Paul Lowe sharing his immigrant experience. We want to hear your first day story, too. Drop us a line at PRI.org or tweet it with the hashtag First Days.